This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Some hard freezes finally did arrive at our home near the banks of the Ohalote. Several nights in a row of 20 degrees. Any tender plants around our homestead that had survived the wimpy 29 and 30 degree nights of late October received the coup de grace, you know. Over the years, I've come to think of those hard fall freezes, that blow of mercy, as merciful for the gardener or the grower as well. Okay, you can say. That's done. No more basil, no more tomatoes, no more peppers. That's done. Onward. But oh my, it was cold, and it did become, you know, long underwear weather very quickly, at least for the better part of each day. And it was time to get serious about rooting through closets and finding warm clothing. Those freezes also hammered some of the ash trees near us. Leaves on many of those local ash went from green to a crinkly gray, so no glorious golden leaves to come on. Though frost can be fickle, and some ash trees were fine, and we may get fall color yet along that wonderful creek bed. But what a season. Seems like every fall, when it gets cold, javelina appear in the grassland around our little homestead. It's not like they're not around year-round. It just seems like this is when I see them most around the Mosquito homestead. You know, from late fall into winter, I see groups of collared peccaries. Sometimes drinking to the local tank, sometimes moving across the grassland, sometimes snoozing in the shade of a mesquite, all piled up, you know, along the creek, snoozing in the shade of an emery oak. There are always many sizes of javelina in a group, from large adults to adolescents to youngsters, sometimes a newborn or two javelina breed year-round. Anyway, around me in the grassland, it's collared peccary time. You know, I know what I was going to tell you. Fall, especially mild falls, well, plants just love it. You know, they tomatoes, ooh, well, they'll start to, they look burned out in August, September, and all of a sudden, oh, let's grow and flower again. A plant that I love that grows around me, Anisocanthus thurberi, desert honeysuckle, it blooms in the fall a little bit. But this fall, it was, oh, yeah, going to have a lot of bloom. And every time I went by it, I said, no, this isn't going to work. And sure enough, that hard freeze turned those beautiful trumpet flowers, red trumpet flowers, into crunchy, faded pink. Fall is a trickster. It ain't spring. It's fall. Hey, I was admiring this wonderful composite plant with all its fall blooms, rubber rabbit brush. There's still some blooming, bright yellow blooms. It's formerly Chrysothamnus, now it's Erica maria. I don't know why. But listen, I was admiring a huge rubber rabbit brush blooming. And I'm sure I've told you before, and I'll say it again, numerous insects visit these blooms. It's sort of one of those no-brainer pollinator plants. I don't know what plants that bloom and pollinators visit. I don't know. Anyway, so I tiptoe up to this huge rubber rabbit brush, the one of which I'm speaking, to see who is feasting on the nectar, and a dozen butterflies lift off and flutter around the plant. I stand very still. I am a stick. And many, many painted lady butterflies start to re-land on the glorious yellow blooms and feed on its nectar. Oh, yeah, painted ladies, beautiful. Where's my camera? I only have my phone camera. Be a bush, Petey. Slowly take photos as butterflies start to land again. This butterfly's name is Vanessa Cardui. Mini Vanessa Cardui, feeding on Ericomeria nauseosis. How cool is that? What's wonderful is that in the warm days of fall and winter, butterflies fly. Well, for goodness sakes, they'll fly year-round, especially a species like this, Vanessa Cardui, the painted lady. Is that cool? I looked it up. I had to look it up to learn this. Vanessa is simply from a woman's name. Some thought it might be a Greek goddess, but apparently not. Cardui refers to thistle, Latin for thistle, C-A-R-D-U. With that I on the end, you're tempted to say Cardui, but that sounds pretty ridiculous, doesn't it? Okay. Many species of thistle are the host plants for Vanessa Cardui. Host plant mean a butterfly lays its eggs and the larvae eat that plant. But rubber rabbit brush is a nectar plant. But if you're thinking like I'm thinking, if you got it for your pollinator garden, maybe you want to add some thistles in there next to your wonderful nectar plants. But here's the other thing. The heck with a pollinator garden. Let's get out in habitat and see it in the wild. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.